Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just stand, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just stand, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters trying to block like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne piece. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just stand, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just stand, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some raps, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow D. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just stand, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just stand, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Rattle. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday. I was about to say Friday, but Thursday, June the 20th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to break down what I'm going to be doing next year, but I'm starting this year. Like I always do, I'm biting at the bits, trying to hold my mule, as they say, but I'm ready to rock and roll. And so we want to talk about 2020 vision, how duality is hell for singularity. Everybody on this call is a single standing column of waveform energy. Therefore, what you are doing right now is hard. This is very difficult because singularity is living in duality, which is basically saying another way of saying hell. So if we look at a symbol, which is the life optimization chart, which again, I've been humbled, if we want to use that term, by the depth of the disclosure that Source has been disclosing to me. And what's really mind-blowing is Total awareness means the ability to have absolute oneness with Source. That is the ultimate game. That's the ultimate goal. That means that I can sense and feel everything that you're thinking. Now, let me make sure you understand that, because that's the definition of what we call hell. So if we think 2020 vision, that's the year. So next year, but I'm starting now. So I'm going into my private spiritual consulting business. And as a private spiritual consultant, I'm going to be assisting people one-on-one with getting to this space of gnosis or knowledge that I've been running from all my life because it's very painful. The Bible says it this way: where there's an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. The word knowledge means awareness. The word awareness means perception. The word perceptions mean consciousness. Where there's an increase of consciousness, there's an increase of sorrow. So the question that you should be asking yourself today before you entertain the idea of joining me on this vision, on this quest for crystal clear clarity, or 2020. This is 2019. I'm already in 2020. I'm predicted about 5 years out. And as you know, billionaires, we make moves generationally. Well, poor people make moves daily. So it's my recommendation that you join the Singularity Club. It's going to be painful because everyone is in a state of pain or pleasure. Pain and pleasure are the two mechanisms that drives us. That is how you control dark energy and light energy. So today, 2020, everything that I'm doing from today forward, really everything I've been doing all this year. But I was talking to a client this morning, and we were talking about the seven modules and the step-by-step process of going through something that can take 5 minutes to do. But yet I broke it down to a step-by-step process that can take up to a year to do. So why do we have to take a year to do something that we can do in 5 minutes? Because most people are not in a awareness position. So total awareness. Now, remember, I'm born in September. And that means total awareness. My day that I was born is on 1/5. That's 6. That means service. The 9 is an upside down 6. A 6 is an upside down 9. Those two numbers are the same. My life path number is a 6. That comes from the number 33. That means mastery of spiritual knowledge. And as someone that has mastery of spiritual knowledge, this is not something that I've learned how to do. Remember the 3 steps that you are engaged in today. Right now, you have the meaning of words. Next, you're going to get to the energy of words. Then finally, you're going to get to the consciousness and an awareness of words. So that's the 3-step process that we're going through to return back to absolutism. Or absoluteness or oneness, because duality is hell for singularity. It's because singularity has to be divided. So singularity, to experience itself, it divides itself. That is the ancient text or the ancient symbol of a circle inside of a circle, inside of a circle, inside of a circle. It's like a bullseye. So that you're aiming at center mass, at the center of that circle where your 4 numbers are at. And so today what I'm introducing to you is singularity. Everybody on this call is a single, emphasis on the word single, single standing column of waveform duality. You are duality that is in its core singularity. So singularity controls duality. So singularity controls light and darkness. So right now you are either a dark being or a light being, depending on your mood. If I catch you on the right day, you're happy. If I catch you on the bad day, you're not happy. So why are you flip-flopping? Why do we flip-flop? Because we're not in singularity. Well, what is singularity? Singularity is total awareness. Well, total awareness is total awareness. That means you know what it feels like to be abused. You know the pain of someone who's been raped. You know the how it feels to be disrespected. It's that feeling, that pain, the ability to connect with me and everybody else at their lowest point. Now, everybody can connect with people at their highest point, but very few people are willing to connect. Do you know what it feels like? I don't know if you know. So 2020 is the year or the age of total. So Let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Duality is hell. Singularity is heaven. Heaven means the ability to over, under, and understand all. That means that you are aware. That means that you are the observer. Because based upon physics, based upon science, the observer determines dark energy and light energy. Now, I just had a comment with a gentleman on Facebook, actually, who disagreed with that statement, in essence, until I broke it down to him using scriptures. And the way that I'm breaking it down to you, and now, this is going to be what I'm going to be working with people one-on-one. Monthly, your month type equals your cell receptor type. Your cells in your body are designed to receive that one word that I gave everybody in the private show last night. Your cells are designed by God to be unlocked with that frequency. If you don't have that frequency, biologically, the biosynthesis, you decay. Because your cells only receive, the cell receptors are only receptive to that frequency, that wave or that vibration. So duality is hell for singularity. So total awareness is pain. So nobody wants to have total awareness. Because what is total awareness? That means total perception. And what is total perception? Not partial, but what is total perception? That means that you know what it feels like to be disrespected. So because you know what it feels like, you don't do it. So there is no morality when there is singularity. Because you will automatically do the golden rule. You will automatically operate in the golden means. And you will automatically have the golden ratio. Emphasis on the word golden. That activates the golden blood. Emphasis again on the word gold. Because when you take out the L, you got God. Gold is God with L in it. Take the L out. Take luminescence ether, what we call Lucifer. Take it out. Because that intermingles with God. And so singularity is gold without the interference of luminescence ether. So to get back to singularity, you have to go through duality. And the ability to control duality, your duality. The question of the day was, how do you control other people? Other light and other darkness. Why would you want to do that? That's called witchcraft. It's interesting how we immediately go to, we don't want to take responsibility for ourselves, so we talk about everybody else immediately. Immediately, everybody want to talk about things outside. Well, what about the weather? Okay, but how about you learn how to pay your light bill first, then we can talk about the weather. And so when we talk about clarity, we're talking about the ability for you as an individual to control you as an individual. That is 2020 vision. That is the eye of the eagle. You got to mount up with the wings of an eagle. That's what the scripture says, that you should mount up with the wings of an eagle. Now, brothers and sisters, let me get a little bit deeper down the rabbit trail so you can understand why there is such a need or such a desire on my behalf for you to operate inside of this disposition. That just simply means that total awareness simply means that you have total understanding. That does not mean that you engage in what you understand. That just simply means you observe what you understand. So you are the observer. So most people participate in the game. They don't observe the game. Your job is to be an observer, not a participator. Now, if you choose to participate or engage in light energy or dark energy, that is a choice. That is your prerogative. That is something that you can do if you choose to. I'm at a place in life, and I'm at a stage or at a state or a mental disposition where I understand the game, if you want to call it a game, because it's really not a game, but it is a game. So each and every one of us now has to make a choice or a decision. And this is a huge choice and a huge decision. Because the Bible says that you get to choose. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. So we all have a choice. So nobody is forced by source code to operate in singularity. You can stay in duality. Totally up to you. But if you choose to stay in duality, you're going to be controlled by someone who is in singularity. So it's totally up to you. You can be a single standing column of waves that form duality, or you can be that single standing column. You can stay as singularity. You don't have to live in duality. Totally up to you. So what I'm teaching, again, in the private spiritual consultation is how to do that step by step. Because what's happening is, last night I was talking to, you know, Sister, I was breaking down Sister Zeta's numbers, and you guys heard that live on the show. And I also had an opportunity to speak with do an initial 101 with a brother, client. I also had initial 101 this morning with my good brother Osama from Canada. And doing these 101s, especially last night, we did that live. And it was very emotional for me. So whenever y'all see me be very jovial, I crack a lot of jokes, and I do a lot of boo-boo and all this other stuff. That's because I'm trying to disconnect due to the overwhelming awareness and the emotion that comes from total awareness. The ability to connect with Sister Zeta, to be somebody who grew up in an environment due to, like, let's say the number of siblings. And I grew up in a home where there was only one mother and a bunch of siblings. And my mom, she couldn't dissect. She couldn't. Remember that movie Multiplicity, where I think it was Mel Gibson? Who was it? Was it Mel Gibson, where he played, where he could duplicate himself and he made a bunch of copies of himself? Well, I wish my mother could have did that, because my mother was such a good mother, but at the same time, such a bad mother. She was a good mother because she had total awareness. She was a good mother because she had love and compassion. She was a bad mother because she had total awareness. And she was a bad mother because she had love and compassion. Because that love was addictive. When you experience being in the presence of her, you wanted more of her. And that wasn't enough mama to go around for all of us badass kids, especially me. So I would play sick sometimes because I knew that was the only way I could stay home and get some crackers and get some 7-Up or some Sprite. And I could get my mom's attention. But then I started doing bad things because then I knew I could get attention by doing bad things. But I noticed that my mom was always, when I talk to my siblings, I don't have memories of my mom. I know she was jovial and happy and stuff, but all the memories I have of my mom is she was crying and she was praying. That's like burned in my brain. My mom was always praying and she was always crying. But she was praying and crying, as I know now, for us. Because it's almost like she knew what we had in store for us before. It's like she knew she was checking out. She had to leave early, so to speak. That total awareness, now that I'm in that space, I understand, because it brings pain. With an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. Why? 2020 vision represents the awareness of duality. You can step out of duality. You step out of dark energy and light energy. You're not good or bad. Now you are the causality. You are the observer of good and bad. That's absolute oneness. That's what I'm teaching moving forward. I'm teaching people how to step out of the game and control the game. Instead of just being a pawn in the game, instead of being a NBA player that, like, you know, and hopefully Kevin Durant's able to come back, you know, but Kevin Durant's whole potential, all of his earning is dependent upon his Achilles healing. If his Achilles heel doesn't heal, that $1 billion salary he got is gone. But the owner still gets paid. The owner of the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors, they get paid whether or not the pawns, the players, play or not. The owners get paid. Why would you want to be a player? See, they make participating in the game seem to be more important and valuable than actually controlling the game. So you are participating in the game right now. This is a game that you call life. And so therefore you are emotional because you are invested. So if you don't get this deal, you are an emotional wreck. And if you do get this deal, you're going to go out and celebrate. You're going to party like a rock star. Me, it's another day at the office. Days come and go. Deals come and go. People come and go. And there is no, I am not jovial and I'm not depressed. I'm aware. Awareness. Awareness, my brothers and sisters, is how you control the game. But the problem is, how do we be aware of things that we're not aware of? How do you become aware of stuff that you don't even know that you're supposed to be aware of? Do you know people think that there is a limit to awareness? Like, when we understand light and dark consciousness from the perspective of timelines, in a, like if you're writing a sitcom or you're making a movie, you use timelines. So if you're watching a parade, and you're watching the parade on the ground level, you're on the street, and you're watching the parade, you have to wait for the parade to come past you to view the parade. And if you go into a hotel and go to the second or third floor of the hotel room and watch it from the balcony of the hotel room, you get a better view. Not only do you see the parade as it's passing you, you can see a little bit more of the beginning and the end of the parade. But if you go all the way up to the top of a 10-story building and from the rooftop, you can watch the parade timeline. You can watch where they're getting ready and they're getting the floats together. The parade hasn't started. And when the parade starts, you can watch it start and you can watch it end. You can see the whole timeline of the parade if you got the proper vision, 2020 vision. If you have the proper perspective, then when things happen inside the parade, you're not surprised because you saw it start. You saw it. If a fire breaks out, you can see the start of the fire. You can see the middle of the fire. You can see when they put the fire out because you had a vantage point that gives you an advantage. And so it's very important, brothers and sisters, that we understand that we have to change our disposition. That's our awareness. So we got to get out of this journey of darkness, and we got to get into a journey of consciousness. We got to understand that there are certain, I'm going to use the word humanoid, reptilian, Draco beings that are controlling the narrative. Last night we broke down, and I gave everybody their name, I gave everybody their niche, and I gave everybody their narrative. That gets back to what I was talking about with the client, Sister Zeta. And I gave her name. I gave her her niche. And I gave her her narrative. Now she has the ability to operate from a position of control. And I had no idea that she had went into beauty because of, as someone growing up who had beauty, but it wasn't acknowledged. It wasn't fostered. It wasn't taken care of. It wasn't nurtured. Therefore, there was a feeling of non-beauty. And it was interesting that she went into cosmetology. She went into a field, makeup, hair, that dealing with beauty. But her, based upon her numbers and her date of birth and her chart, she's a consultant of inward beauty. But notice, all her life, she's been putting all of the energy on outward beauty because that's the dark side of the gift. But as an 11-2, that means an inward creator. So the enemy is smart. He will let you create if you are a creator, but he will not let you dominate. He will not let you have what it says in Matthew 24 that has to happen before the kingdom of God is activated inside of you. Matthew chapter 24, I think it's verse 6, it says that, you know, wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff. Now, remember, this is all externally and esoterically. So esoteric means within. So external means there's going to be wars. So everything that's happening in the physical realm externally is what's going on inside of your head, the internal realm, esoterically. So if there's wars and rumors of wars externally, North Korea, Donald Trump, China, let's build a wall, all of this stuff. Look at all the murders that's going on. Everything that's happening outside of the brain is an indication of everything that's happening inside of the brain. So everything that happens and plays out in the physical realm happens and is played out in the astral realm first. So everything happens in the astral realm first. And then it's played out in the physical realm second. But by the time it happens in the physical realm, the astral realm has moved on. So everybody on this call, we are all a day late and a dollar short because you are responding to external demonstration instead of being tuned in to internal revelation. So now I'm only focusing on internal revelation because people ask me all the time, Doc, okay, how do you control the players in the game? How do you control the chips on the board? How do you control the chess pieces? How do you control the checkers? So I'm five moves ahead of everybody else. And if you watch the show Billions, and if you understand wealthy people, they usually think five moves ahead of poor people because poor people are worrying about surviving, pay the light bill. Rich people are worried about thriving, and they're not even worried. They are just focused on principle, making sure that the principle creates interest, and they live off the interest, not the principle. They protect the principle. That's their base. Poor people, we spend our principle. Rich people protect the principle. So if you got it, if you get a lump sum of money, that money should make money. If you're still working for money, now it's a process. We just can't get to singularity, especially when we're born with generational poverty, because some people are born with generational wealth. So they got a generational advantage. But it does not mean that I can't start right now, which I've done for my children. All my children are college graduates. All my children started out where I ended out. They start off with jobs paying $100,000. Hell, I just got here. I've changed the narrative. My children are not religious idiots and religious zealots like I was. Because I changed the narrative. I broke that generational curse. I put the devil out of my house. You got to do the same thing. You have a responsibility to your children. My ministry is my family. Everybody else. What good is it to me to save the whole world and then lose my own family? So when my daughters call me crying on the phone, all the press is stopped. And I got to remind them, okay, hold up, let's get it right. And so when my middle daughter called me upset, and my middle daughter never calls me, and she's never upset. But I knew when I went down to that farmer's market and I saw and I spent the day with her, and that's why I went down there. Because like I told them, you will need me before I need you, because I've already been where you're going. So I let them go out there and let them crash and burn. That's what parents are supposed to do. But when they're ready and you get that call, bam, you step up to the plate. And you change the narrative. You give them their name. Not the one that was given to them by man, but that's ingressed inside of their soul. That's singularity. And you don't see, I've been allowing people to develop and find and nurture and foster. I'm not doing that no more. So I'm not in the business now of selling or convincing or coddling. Now I'm just going to tell it to you straight. No chaser, no ice. How you say it, J Money? Just give it to me straight. So no more talking in circles. So I'm changing the price point to start at about 20 grand. That way that's going to wipe out all of the tire kickers. Ain't nobody going to kick tires for 20 grand. Trust me. So money is just a way to separate the haves from the haves not. The people that are serious from the people that's not serious. Because the people that are serious, guess what? You don't have to convince them of the truth. The truth speaks for itself. What is the truth? Right now, I have been doing etymology. I've been a great etymologist. I've been giving you the meaning of words. But I've never, up until this year, started giving people the energy of words. So now when I speak, when I was talking with Sister Zeta, when I speak, I was doing a show and the brother just started crying. I started crying too. Why were we crying? I was talking to this morning. Brother just came, he just got emotionally. He just overwhelmed with emotion. Why? Energy. It was the power of those statements that was being made. Because it speaks directly to the heart. It bypasses the brain. It goes directly into the core. And it speaks to that disposition, that reticular activating system. And you override the negative habit pattern with a new life-sustaining pattern immediately. No 21 steps. No freaking 60-day program. No 12-step program instantly. So everything that we've been doing that takes years to do, shit, you can do it now in freaking a minute. Why? When you get in the presence of the King, no flesh can glory in the presence of the King. That disposition must go. But that only happens when you speak with dunamis power. Because it is the tone in the voice that determines the speed of your choice. No tone, no speed. So that takes time. There is no such thing as time. So why are we in it? There's no such thing as space. There's no such thing as mass or matter. That's duality. Duality is hell for singularity. That's depression. That's why you got to be very, very careful, because with an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. Now I understand why my mom was always crying. Now I understand why my mom died very young. Now I understand why my mom had to go. She knew too much. She was in too much pain. She couldn't experience. She could contact. Now I knew why everybody in the whole freaking city knew. Well, granted, it was a little, really small town. We were a little country town of, 400? But everybody in that little hole in the ground, everybody knew Myrtle Rogers. You can go to Forest Hill, you can go to Katy, Richmond, Simonton, and you can mention that name, and everybody says, oh, yeah, she could sew, she could sing, she could do all of this stuff, but yet she died broken alone, as do most conscious Negroes, because we don't overstand singularity. We don't build. We are individuals. You see, we don't have trust. Especially inside the African, get a bunch of Negroes together and watch what happens. Watch how they just totally destroy each other, because there's no trust. Because everybody's competing, because everybody's still in duality. I can always tell Negroes that are in duality, because they're always competing with each other. They don't complete, they compete. I'm here to complete you, boo-boo. I'm not here to compete with you. You can't compete with me. And I can't compete with you, neither do I want to. There is no competition. We're here to complete each other. We're not here to tolerate each other. We're here to elevate each other. If I can't elevate you, well, I don't want to hang out with you. When I speak, you should elevate. If I say something to you and it doesn't touch your heart and your soul and elevate you, then I'm wasting your time and you're wasting mine. So I'm no longer hanging out with people that just want to tolerate. I'm only going to hang out with people who want to elevate. See, most people fall in love. They don't elevate in love. Most people got the definition of love, but they don't got the power of love. Oh, you can tell me what definition, you can give me the definition of love, and you think you are in love, but you ain't felt the power of love. Because the power of love destroys the yoke. You cannot operate in duality once you experience singularity. When you are in the presence of the King, you can't go back to being podunk. The only way you can continue in Groundhog's Day is you've never experienced the King. You've never been in the presence of the all-knowing or the all-power and the all-present and the all-simple and the all-benevolent King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and the Morning Star. So sure, you can operate in duality. Sure, you can have an attitude. You do not have the luxury of the negative thought when you're in the presence of the King. Once you experience the true power, that totally destroys the negative habit pattern. That's it. So why do that? Why do what? Why experience Groundhog's Day? Nobody on this call should experience Groundhog's Day ever again. You should be able to identify it, look at it, laugh at it, and then move on. And even when somebody falls, you help them up. But the Bible says that you, when your brothers fall, you who are of the faith, you who are in a better position, you who are in singularity, when you see somebody in duality go from being happy to being sad, you don't laugh at them. Excuse me, I had to get some water. You help them up. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Now, what exactly does that mean? That means, number one, this is very important. Heavenly Father, touch your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Higher consciousness, spiritual awakening, for lack of a better term, is the result of oneness or awareness. Now, it is not the definition of the word. From the day forward, you no longer need to define words. Now, you can, especially when you're talking to people who are in or going through the life management system. You have to speak in definitions because we define everything on this earth. If I say frog and you've never seen nor heard what a frog is, I have to define a frog for you. So we all live in a world of definitions. But because we live in a world of definitions, we draw definitions. That's darkness. That is the council of darkness. That is the program. We all are programmed, and then we program people. How do we program people? With definitions. So programming is part of the mission of everybody's personal crystal light matrix. Now we are going to operate on a higher platform. We're going from operating in definitions, because definitions is a low vibration. That means that you are descended down into a lower dimension. And you are incarnated as a humanoid female or a humanoid male. So therefore, we have the sense of hue. That means color. What is color? Color is bent light. Notice the light bends down, doesn't bend up. So the word hue, H-U-E, man, M-A-N, that means bent existence. So everybody incarnates. Now remember, how do you remember? You are an incarnation that uses incantation to result in an incarceration. I did that series about 5 years ago. So now in the private spiritual consulting, the goal is to consult with individuals without definitions, but bring about a transfer of power through energy. And so just not that I would like to think that I'm a God gift to the planet, but I know I'm not. But like the young gentleman that I had the one-on-one this morning who became overwhelmed with emotion, and he said that that happens all the time. And I know that now. And before, I didn't know that because it was arrogant and it was cocky. That's what I thought until I got to the point of singularity. And now I'm overwhelmed. Now I'm emotional because there's a energy. The energy is source. I'm a conduit for the energy. Now, at the higher level, I am the energy. But for the sake of today's study, until we get to the point of overstanding, where we can make that statement esoterically and everybody can understand the esoteric path of power, until that point, we will have to speak in generalities, because if you make a statement that says that you are that energy that comes from that singularity, which is consciousness. So we are developing a communication that bridges the gap, the synaptic gap between the neurons in the brain. That charge, which is energy, allows you to connect all your neurons back together like they originally were. So to be sensitive to what the connection would be like is consciousness. Through communication, we gain overstanding, and through overstanding, we realize our power and our oneness with source. So it's the ability to explore how energy with inside of the will. The word chakra means wills. So what I have is a W. I used to thought it was will. And I have a book called The Science of Will. That's great. That's the definition. Now it's an energy. And the energy is controlled by an awareness. So this is a three-step process of returning back to singularity and getting out of duality. So right now, you got definitions. You are explaining what things mean. You got meaning. Your life means something. One day, you're going to get to a point of power. You will have dunamis power. That means that instead of explaining what stuff means, you will be able to transfer the power of what that stuff is. So Yahushua was able to do things because he had dunamis power. They say, hey, isn't that the carpenter's son? And they say, yes, but why does he think or why does he talk as one who has authority? So when you speak, You should speak as one having authority. And that authority comes from crystal clear consciousness. So it is consciousness that is expressed through authority or energy that is manifested or carried out through meaning. So even though you have the meanings of words, you ain't got no energy. How do I know? Because when you talk, I'm not moved. Or when other people talk, you're not moved. So now I'm getting out of talking where there is no more movement. And talking less and moving more. So that way when you do speak, you speak as one having authority. And you only speak about the topics and the subjects that you are an expert in. And when people come into your presence, they will feel your chi, your energy, because it is maintained. How do I maintain high chi? And people ask me all this all the time, Doc. How do you maintain? And we just talk. I like talking about physical fitness because it's physical. People can see it. But the physical fitness, the level of physical fitness, how is that maintained? And I'm not talking about physical, because I am not. I ain't got no six pack. You know, I don't look like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day. If you saw me, hey, I'm just like any other short black man. There's nothing that stands out physically. I ain't got no big, huge muscles and this, that, or the other. Although I'm not no little skinny guy, but that's just genetics. And y'all see my father. Man, how old is dad? 80s. How old is dad, Brent? I know my dad is 80-something. But, you know, he's still kind of swole. You know, I don't even know if I challenge him. And I talk to him, I still say, yes, sir. He old, but he still don't play. But that's just genetics. So it's not physical, is what I'm saying. Okay, well, Brother Will, if it's not physical, what is it exactly? And brothers and sisters, this is what changes the game. What changes the game is not your physicality. What changes the game is your mentality. And when you are in the presence of singularity, it changes your duality. It elevates you. It moves you up to singularity. The Bible says where there's an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. Do you know that knowledge and sorrow are the same thing? Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Do you know that knowledge and sorrow are the same thing? Let me say it one more time. Now, this is higher level stuff. We're going back to, we're in 2019. We're in June already. So I'm already rolling out 2020. Now, I wasn't going to roll it out, and, you know, I was just going to just do this, but I'm not rolling it out. This is not going to be like any group stuff now. This is, you know, the people that, number one, can afford it, and the people everybody can afford it. It's just people who see the value in it, and because it doesn't have to be sold, because you can feel the energy. So for the people that's on the same frequency, on the same energetic level, that's going to be able to be expressed, exposed, and expanded. That just simply means transferred. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means, because where there's an increase of knowledge, what is knowledge? Knowledge is knowing. What is knowing? Knowing is awareness. What is awareness? Awareness is consciousness. What is consciousness? Consciousness is perception. So do you know what it feels like? You don't have to go through the experience of it. You should be able to tap into the energy of it. So now I know why I'm so emotionally affected when I'm in a group of people. Now I know why I can't go to, like, I don't do a lot of social things, because I pick up the energy of everybody that's inside of the social circle, and I always tap into the lowest frequency. So the person in the room that has the most pain, I sense their energy, and it just totally messes up my chi. Now, it took me a while to figure it out, but I noticed that everybody hang around. Like, if I go to a big wig concert, let's say a religious event, and let's say you go hear T.D. Jakes speak, or you go see, you know, Joel Osteen, and everybody wants to talk to Joel Osteen, not me. I'm automatically gravitated to the person that's sitting in the back. They got the raggedy clothes on, that's a little smelly, that nobody is talking to. I automatically go sit and talk to them. since birth, see if I can get through this without getting emotional. I remember growing up as kids, man, and my brothers and sisters can attest to this. There was this family, and there was this girl, her name was Doris, and she had a brother. His name was Anderson. We called him Bubba. I told this story before. And they didn't have a mother or a father. I think they was raised by they're like a grandparent. They was always picked on. They was kind of like slow. I don't know why. We just adopted them like they was our brothers. They was like our play brothers, our play brother and sister. And I remember going into the military. And I remember because I ran into this dude in San Diego, California. San Diego, California. He said he hitchhiked all the way from Texas to California because he knew I was in California. And he always said, because I always took up for him. And like I said, I never got into a fight that I started. I always got into a fight because I was always for the underdog. Always. Originally, when I first started, instead of replacing error with truth, that was my mantra. That was going to be my jingle. I was always for the underdog. I'm still for the underdog. I automatically gravitate to the lowest, because of the pain, because I can sense the pain. I can connect at the lowest possible point. Most people can't. Now, I can connect at the highest. I can go to the White House right now and sit down with Donald Trump, and we could talk. We could have a conversation. Most people don't even like Donald Trump. But I know that there's a few things that Donald Trump has done correctly when it comes to money and economics that I can zoom in on and connect. Obama, I can connect with a KKK member, whereas I did in the prison and went in and talked for hours. And all the black guards hated me because they said I was sympathetic to the inmates. So the whole time I worked in the prison system, I never had a problem with an inmate. I always had problems with my coworkers. Why? I could connect with them. I wasn't better than them. And they picked that up and they knew. Long story short, I meet Bubba Anderson in San Diego. I moved him in with me. He ended up, I don't know how the story went, some kind of way he did something inappropriate with my then girlfriend, who later on became my first wife. So I had to ask him to leave. Shortly after that, he died. He didn't really have anybody, man. He didn't have a mother, father. He didn't have brothers. He had one sister. He was kind of like in the world alone. And I thought about why this dude would follow me around pretty much all the time, all through childhood, all through his teenage years. Then when I left, went into the military, he hitchhiked. And he was a lot younger, not a lot younger, but he was a few years younger than me. By himself. And I just bumped into him on the street. And he was, like I said, he was a little slow mentally. He had on a fur coat, and like it was like 90 degrees in San Diego, and he walked around with a fur coat and a hoodie on. And he was homeless. And smelled kind of bad. I just couldn't. And I remember bringing him home, and family members was like, at that time, me at a place where, you know, me and my brother and both of my sisters were all living there. Because I was working through three jobs, and so I was taking care of everybody. Well, and my brother was too. He was contributing as well. And then everybody kind of branched out from there. My sisters had met their boyfriends, got married, and, you know, they moved out. I always remember that because of what he told me as to why he hitchhiked from Forsyth, Texas to San Diego, California. And he said, because of the way I always made him feel. Like, I didn't really do too much financially. I wasn't in the place to do nothing financially for Bubba. But I made sure if I was around, wasn't nobody picking on him. I don't know why. I knew he was vulnerable. I know mentally he wasn't up to speed like everybody else. And I knew anybody that had to, they had to go through me to get to him. As long as he tried everything in his power to make sure that we rode home on the bus together, that we was in school. If I saw him in the highway, I would check on him. I don't know why. My heart just went out to him. He didn't live too far from us, so we used to play together when we was kids growing up. And he used to get on my nerves a lot. You know, I used to, like, say some harsh stuff to him because he was like, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really know somebody slow. You just know that they're different. You know that they don't pick up stuff. You can say a joke, and they don't get it. And then when they say a joke, it's like really like, what? But I just knew that he needed help and protection. And I always made it a point. And I still do that today. Every day I wake up, I say to myself, what can I say? What can I do to elevate somebody's consciousness and their awareness so that way they feel? You see, brothers and sisters, everybody can give me a definition of what love is, but how many of you can make me feel like I am being loved? See, we live in a world that feeling is overruled by meaning because, see, what you feel is what's real. I'm not interested in being an intellectual guru and come up here and waxing eloquently with a bunch of knowledge and make you guys, you know, marvel at the depth of my intellectual capacity. I'm not interested in being intellectual guru. But what I am interested in doing is transforming how you feel. And the only way I can do that is to tap into where you at. No matter where you are at, no matter how much money you make, no matter what point of point you at, I can connect with you. And the reason and the way that I can connect with you because I listen to you. Do you know how many people, they don't listen to learn. They just listen to reply. You see, my brothers and sisters, everything in life is about over and understanding total awareness because everyone is in a state of pain. Now, what does that mean? Everyone is in a state of pain. Where are you at today? Pain is what drives us. Everything that you're doing it to avoid pain. We get up and we go to a job that we don't like because we want to avoid the pain of not being able to pay our bills on time or having our car repoed or being homeless. There's a fear of being in a position. So singularity, absolute oneness, is being able to address that pain, that concern or that fear that everybody has. Everybody has a concern of wanting to make sure that they are in a financial position to be able to pay their bills on time. Is there anybody that's why I do what I do. I do what I do because I want to be in a position to be able to take care of my responsibilities to myself and to others. And if I can do that, guess what happens? I feel something. Pain and pleasure drives us, not awakening to awareness. I have replaced being driven by pain. Now I'm being led by awareness. That's what I'm teaching now. Before, I've been teaching how to avoid pain and experience pleasure. Pleasure being financial, pleasure being good health, pleasure being having more knowledge than somebody down the street, pleasure being in a good relationship of mutual love and mutual respect. Okay, I'm not there anymore. Elvis has left the building. Elvis being me. So, okay, Brother Will, that sounds good on paper, brother, but how are we going to pay our bills with that? We still live in a world of duality where money, no money. We still live in a world that operates on pain and pleasure. Everybody wants to avoid pain and experience pleasure. That's why we are driven. Everyone is in a state of pain. What does that mean? That means everybody has a concern about what could go wrong. And we replace that concern about what could go wrong with what could go right. That's what I've been teaching. I've been teaching everybody to immerse their brain in the solution. Don't immerse the brain in the problem. Now, that dog hunts. That will get you to a certain level. Now, 2020 is almost here, And I'm already there. So I'm going to start enrolling people in my 2020 program. The 2020 program is not no, yeah, it's another level program. It's a whole nother world. New level, new devil. So 2020 is the awakened state. That's thus 2020. 2020 means crystal clear vision. Vision is the ability to see. The ability to see is the ability to discern. Now, brothers, sisters, I don't know if you want that. That's why I'm doing all of these classes. So you got, you know, now again, you can sign up today. And I'm taking everybody that's a part of, you know, Jay Money brought up a good point. Everybody that, you know, that's a part of everything I've done, whatever you've paid, I'm going to subtract that from the cost of the program. That way that'll drop it down substantially for members that's already a part of the Kingdom Unites Training Center. Like people like Jay Money, who's been with me for a long time and, you know, have paid $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 into the program. So that just cuts down your expenses or your costs for this $20,000 program. You know, it comes with all the books and everything that the old program comes with. But what's the difference? The difference now is I'm not telling you the meaning of stuff. I'm not allowing you to stumble upon the meaning. I'm just giving you the power of it. So I speak, you hear power. You feel power, and you do what happened this morning with my young brother Osama. You just overwhelmed with power. And it's like negative habit pattern is gone. Because I'm speaking to the king, not to the boy. So I'm speaking to the queen, not to the girl. So you're coming to me in a humanoid female suit. Or you're coming into me in a humanoid male suit. So I'm not speaking to the brain. I'm not speaking to the heart. I'm speaking to the gut. I'm speaking to the soul. So I'm bypassing all of the negative habit patterns, all the negative imprint, and I'm overriding the negative by I'm activating the DNA. I'm activating the crystal light matrix inside of the soul. So I'm activating the 12-strand DNA. Right now you got three. Some of y'all are still operating on two strands. Most people are operating on three strands of DNA right now. Well, you got a total of 12. Scientists have proven that the other strands of DNA are consciousness. They're there, but they're what they call phantom DNA. You can research it. I'm gonna be breaking all of this down for the people who just want to continue going through Groundhog's Day, the step by step. Everybody who needs a 12-step program, because that's the belief system. Well, I still have that program available, and I'll still be doing that. But for the fast learners, for the people that want immediate results, we're gonna immediately, bam, like that, activate all 12 strands of the DNA. How do you do that? You turn it on. You turn the codex on. How? Your voice. Your DNA only responds to your voice, but it's not the spoken voice. It is the thought voice. So the moment that you believe, remember, the Bible says it is done unto you as you believe. As I was telling my young whippersnapper this morning who on my Facebook page, who was saying that, you know, as you guys, and you can go on my Facebook page, it's still there. The comment that I made. Because I just made a post like I always do. It wasn't that any individual, but this individual felt the need to respond. And I posted, your perception creates your reality, not the reality. And then the next post was, we are not dark energy or light energy, as I talked about yesterday. That's what everybody is at. Everybody is at that point. Dark energy, light energy. We are not dark energy or light energy. We are conscious energy that controls dark energy or light energy. See, you have the meaning of words. Now you got to add the power of the words. So by making that statement, we are not, then everybody immediately, especially if you are a traditionalist, you're like, hold up, time out. All our life we've been told that we are light beings. We are expressing ourselves as a humanoid light being or a humanoid dark being, dark light or light light, whether you're good or bad. But you are not that. You are the energy that contains or controls that. So the dominant culture, they don't want you to know that you are causality. They want you to think that you are the victim of circumstances. And hey, if Donald Trump decides not to give you a raise this year, then and then you can do. Well, Donald Trump doesn't control my money or my health or my wisdom or my relationships. I do. But that's a whole nother narrative. Because then people start to understand that, wow, are we this 3D dimensional construct? Or are we higher? My brothers and sisters, we have fallen, if you want to use that term, into this 3D construct. But we are not it. Thinking is how we control the light and the dark energy. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So my question to you today is, how are you thinking? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, the heart is what? H-E-A-R-T, no H. Take the H, put it in the back. Now you got E-A-R-T-H. Drop the T-H. Now you got E-A-R here. Or ear, I'm sorry. Now put the H back and drop the T. Now you got H-E-A-R. So as I've talked about before, you got the word ear in that one word. You got the word hear in that one word. You got the word heart in that one word. Are those one letters? Are those one letters? Those five, six letters. And you got the word earth, because you are made up of earth. And whatever goes through your ear and goes down to the heart activates that earth. Let me say that again. So when I speak, and it's not me, I just align with source. But it is me, because I am source. But because it's difficult, remember, your reticular activating system immediately triggered when I said that statement. It automatically. And if you're honest with yourself, you will tell yourself your reticular activating system, because that's the reptilian, that's the reptile in you, is saying that Negro bumped his head. Why? I'm saying the statement, and my brain is telling me, Negro, you're not source. But I am source, because I came from source. That's pure consciousness. Your brain will not allow you to say that statement with confidence, so that way you can look the devil in the eye and be willing to take a bullet. Right now, you're not there. I'm barely getting there. It's a process, brothers and sisters, because what you're saying goes against everything that you've been taught since birth. There's nobody on this call that can tell me something different, because I didn't read about it in the book. So it's like when I was talking with Sister Zeta, and my heart is moved to compassion and to tears when I just think about her growing up in an environment where she was not validated because of her beauty, or her beauty was so overemphasized that nobody saw her intelligence. The devil doesn't care. He's going to get you either way. And so our women that are attractive, they battle with that same disposition that Sister Zeta is battling with. Now she has the ability to connect with energy with every young girl on the planet and let them know you got inner worth and inner value. I don't care. You could be freaking a Marilyn Monroe look like on the outside, or you can look like, I don't know who y'all would consider not attractive. You can be very unattractive. That doesn't matter. You can be very attractive. That doesn't matter. Why? Dark energy or light energy. Sister Zeta's job is to get out of physicality and get into spirituality. She's a single standing column of spirituality that was dumbed down into duality. And as long as the devil can get her to stay in duality, she has to deal with physical beauty. She got to do hair, makeup, do, you know, all the stuff that women do. You go out and get, you know, breast implant, if that's an issue, butt implants. All the money that women spend on fake hair, fake nails, fake breasts, fake boobs, fake this, fake that, all because of a lack of understanding of their inner beauty. And as we talked about last night, Sister Zeta has put on this planet to change that narrative and speak to the heart. Speak to the queen inside of every woman and let them know, girl, I don't care what you look like on the outside. It's what's going on in the inside. That's why she's an 11-2, an inward creator of outside beauty. The ability to see the beauty on the inside will automatically manifest that beauty on the outside. And as she go, women and men is going to be drawn to her like a freaking fly drawn to a light. They cannot stop. They have to go in their pocket. And I don't care what she charges for their program, they're going to figure out a way to pay. Because Source knows he put her on this planet to change the mental disposition of every woman, every child, and every man on this planet that doesn't see and that has brought into the dominant culture's definition of beauty. You know, based upon what I see, if a woman weighs over freaking 25 pounds, she's not attractive. You watch them, all of the commercials. If a woman isn't rail thin, especially within the Caucasian culture, and if you ever seen the rap commercials, have you watched Love and Hip Hop? How in the world everybody got a butt that looks like two trucks? Everybody. That's the narrative. So the narrative that they're promoting is, if you ain't got a big butt and if you don't look like Nicki Minaj, if you do not look like freaking, Kim Kardashian, then you're not beautiful. That's a lie from the pit. But that's what they want you to think. So Sister Zeta's job is to transform that narrative. I don't care what you see on the outside screen. What the hell is going on the inside screen? Transfer. Transition, transmute the darkness into the marvelous light. The Bible says that we've been brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. So that's what I'm doing. No more talking in circles. No more allowing you to continue to grow, go through Groundhog's Day until one day, maybe not today, but one day you get to the point. So now I'm only working with people, again, 2020, I'm a couple of months early, but I'm starting today. For the people that's willing to get started today. And that is changing the narrative with energy, not definitions. Right now, I've been using the meaning, and I've been telling you the meaning of your numbers. I've been giving you the meaning of the letters in your name. I've been giving you the meaning of your name. We've been talking about the meaning of the life optimization circle. We've been talking about meaning, 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 meaning. That's great. That's awesome. That's first base. Now we've got to go on to second base. And again, starting early, I know, we're still going through, and we're going to continue. Everything, nothing changes. But there are some people that are like me. Y'all are probably, you know, what I call fast processors, especially if you're born in the month of July. You're all about action. Like people like Sister Candace, they're like, hey, like Brother J Money, let's get it done, brother. Let's go. Pop, 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 pop. We ain't got time to play. So for those people, that's why I'm establishing the private spiritual consultant operation, which is just the ability to do exactly what I'm doing now without the meaning. Now I'm only using words that contain energy, and I'm transferring that energy. So like this morning when I do consultations, it would be very emotional and very overwhelming for the people that I'm doing those with, because, again, I'm using words that contain power that brings consciousness to the astral body, and it allows you to operate in what they call a parallel universe. It's quantum. It activates the Stargate portal, if you want to use that term, which is basically your will. So it starts to spin. That's spintronics, and that gives you to regain your consciousness, and then you reconnect back with your true self that's above you. That is full consciousness. That is the fulfillment of the master's plan to return back to source. That is the true destiny of mankind. So the true destiny of mankind is returned to the God kind. So gods have pure consciousness. Now, let me tell you the problem with being a pure conscious being before you say, yeah, Doc, sign me up for the program. At your current state, I don't think y'all ready for that. If you are a pure conscious being, what happens when you watch a black man getting shot in the back by a white cop? If you are pure consciousness, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to be overwhelmed, because pure consciousness doesn't understand duality. Think about this for a moment. If you pure consciousness is like a newborn baby who've never experienced evil. If you watch a nature flick where a lion runs down and captures an antelope and mauls it and just rips it, the antelope is still breathing while the lions are eating it. And you are pure consciousness. You will sense and you will feel all the antelope's pain. If you are pure consciousness being, Dr. Bruce Lipson was talking about how, now this is for all the vegans out there. Did you know that plants send out a frequency wave of vibration when they are being eaten to other plants that's like screaming in pain? This is scientifically proven. I can send you the video. Now, I've already known this before. That's why in the movie Avatar, before they would kill something, they would say, thank you for your service. Thank you for allowing us. And then they would kill the animal. Because if you kill the animal, if you eat food, that's why we're supposed to pray about food before we eat it. Because what you're doing is you are soothing. And that is pure consciousness, homie. You are telling pure consciousness that I understand you do not understand duality. Neither do I. It's not that we don't understand it. It's just we don't want to be in it. A pure conscious being doesn't want to call injury to another conscious being. There would be no such thing as murder. There would be no such thing as rape or racism. There would be no such thing as the fruit of the flesh. There would be no envy, no strife, no jealousy. All that would cease if everybody was pure consciousness. Because pure consciousness is pure awareness or perceptions of all energy, good and bad. Let me say that again. I don't know if y'all understand it. This is why a pure conscious being, they're in a very, very dangerous predicament. Because if you sign up for this program, what you're saying is, Doc, I want to have total awareness of good and evil. All of it. So when you see what I saw when I worked in the Supermax, and you try to wrap your brain, how could one man do that to another man? I don't understand. You got to deal with that. And then when you see somebody donate $100 million to their doorman and their cat because they die with no, and like that one lady, I forgot her name, who left all this money to like the freaking doorman and her cat. You don't understand it. There is so much good on this planet. And there is so much evil. There is a level of evil that exists that I don't know if you can process at today's, at your current neuron level today. Because I thought I was ready until I experienced it. And when I say experienced it, until, like I told everybody, you know, if I could book a tour with you or for you to a Supermax, I would do it today. Just walk through. That's it. Don't say nothing. Just feel the energy inside of that prison. That's it. You would be a change. Your life would never be the same. All you got to do is just take about 10 minutes, if that long. Just walk through it. And if you know somebody that's in a Supermax or even in a medium security prison, go visit them. Go on a visitation. And watch the energy when you pull into the parking lot change. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That immediate energy change. That's what I'm doing now. Except for, instead of the bad, for the good. But when you experience, when you change your energy to be a singularity, absolute singularity, that means that now you are the owner of the team. You are not just a player. You are a player owner. That means that you can play. You can interject yourself into the game at will, and you can take yourself out of the game and go back to coaching. Have you ever seen a player owner? I know Magic did it for a while. I think Michael Jordan did it for a while. Other than that, I don't know. I don't think nobody else has ever done it. So you are a player owner in the spirit realm. That means that you can get involved in the energetic realm, or you can go back to the conscious realm. And if you really want to, you can dumb yourself all the way down to the chemical realm. That means you can live in the world of oxytocin, vasopressin, dopamine, and serotonin. Or you can live in a world that causes the release of oxytocin. Or you can live in the world of the zero. Well, you got those zeros in the chart. That means that you are the causality of causality. That means that you are pure consciousness. You are a pure conscious being. That means you got total awareness that most people can't even does that even exist? Yes, it does. I'm living proof. So once again, what is total awareness? What am I talking about in 2020? What am I doing in 2020? I am working with people who want total awareness. And what is total awareness? What is total consciousness? What is absolute oneness with source? You're all knowing. You're all power. You're all present. You're all simple. And you're all benevolent. That means always. That means that mentally you are in a place where you have access to understand, overstand, and understand, enter into good and bad. You're not good or bad. But now, if somebody walks up to you and they totally violate your belief system, let's say that you are totally against the LGBT movement. You don't understand it like me. I don't understand it. But why? I got more gay friends than I got regular friends. Why? You know, they all tell me, as I told you before, when I got invited to this gay bash thing, pool party, everybody was in there banging each other and all this craziness. And I asked him, why would you invite me to that, man? And you know I'm married with children. Why? Same thing that my buddy told me in San Diego when he hitchhiked all the way from Texas to San Diego. Because of the way you make me feel when I'm in your presence. Total awareness means you're not good or evil. You are aware they exist. And if you choose to interject into this dimension, that means that you choose to put yourself and dumb yourself down to an opinion. So you're not for or you're not against. You're just aware that for and against exist. You're not happy, you're not sad. You are aware that happiness and sadness exist. And if you choose to be one of those two, you want to choose to operate and vibrate at the highest possible level. So when you come, it's like you get to choose to interject into this dimension, and then you get to choose to go back home. That's total awareness. So when you do interject into this dimension, you interject into this dimension as total awareness. So when you come into this dimension, you come in. If you go to a party, you go to the party to shut it down. If I enter into a debate, I'm entering into that debate to shut the debate down, to realize that there is no debate. I'm not here to take sides. I'm here to expose reality. You should be the same. Your job is not to be for LGBT or against LGBT. I am not. Your job is not to be pro-life or whatever the other one, anti-pro-life. Your job is awareness of life. So what does that mean, though, in English? Because people say, well, isn't that splitting hairs? Isn't that just refusal to take sides? Isn't that just, you know, reflecting? Isn't that not being engaged? Isn't that just not wanting to, you know, be to hold your feet to the carpet? No, brothers and sisters, that is the creation of the carpet. The ability to understand that an individual that's expressed in themselves in the LGBT community is pure conscious, that has chosen to intellectualize, which means to energize themselves, even when, as the new research is coming out, their brains, there's a difference between a feminine brain and a masculine brain. That's what causes, quote unquote, the male brain in a female body, and a female brain in a male body. So if that is true, now we go to epigenetics. What does that mean? That means you have the ability to transfer, transition, transmute. So now it gets back to pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is neither male nor female. Pure consciousness is the cause of male or female. So pure consciousness is choice. So that means it still goes back to choice. Your genetic disposition is a choice. You just don't remember making it. Now, I got all the science for the people who, now remember, I'm not here to debate. I'm here to educate. But the people who the statement I just made, there's a lot of people who want to debate that statement. All I do is recommend, hey, listen to Dr. Bruce Lipton. Listen to Dr. Joe Dispenza. Listen to all the people who are studying epigenetics. I got a plethora of books that have already went through all of this and broken all of this down. So now I'm in the position now to understand that everybody on this call is expressing themselves in a form of what is called universal energy. Your job now is to participate in a particular mission. Remember, as a spiritual observer and a spiritual guide, you're here to help you through the rough decisions of the fulfillment of your mission. What is my mission? What month was I born? What is my mission? What is my life path number? What is my soul urgement? That exposes my mission. That's why I chose to incarnate. I'm an incarnation that selected a specific incantation that resulted in my own incarceration. So are you. Once you understand that, the game changes. Why and how does the game change, Doc? I am an incarnation. I'm a spirit, total consciousness, that used incantation. That means put letters in a particular order to provoke and invoke and manifest a particular response. If I change the letters, I change the response. I change the incarceration. I change the prism. I change the light. You see, everybody on this call, who told you that you were 1%? The electromagnetic spectrum did. Who established the electromagnetic spectrum? So they told you that visible light is 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum. Has anybody questioned that? Has anybody questioned, just like they told us that the earth was flat or that the earth was round? I don't know if it's flat or round. Well, I do know, but I'm not into whether the earth is flat or whether the earth is round. I'm into the awareness that the earth is flat or the earth is round. I am not into whether visible light is 1% or visible light is 99%. So I got one question for you as we close. Are you a part of the 1%ers? Let me ask the question again. Is your last name Rothschild? Is your last name Kennedy? Is your last name whatever Schwarzenegger? Is your last name, I don't know, what are the Royals' last name? Whatever the name, the 1%ers. Are you a 1%er? Okay, who told you that you wasn't? So right now, we've been told that the 1%ers control the 99%ers. So 1% of the world controls 99% of the world. What I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that you are the 1%. They are the 99. What they did was to convince you that you are the 99 and that they are the one. That's why they got the power. I'm here to tell you and to prove to you, not with definitions and meaning, but with energy and power and immediate measurable results, that you are the 1%. You are Superman. Every action hero that you watch on Marvel comic, marvelous. We are here to transfer out of darkness into the marvelous light. Marvelous means marvel. Comic means cosmos. So everything that is inside of the Marvel comic, they're talking about you. All of those superhuman powers that they got, you got. But they use physicality to explain spirituality. So when you get out of duality and you return to singularity, you become Superman. you become Neo. You become Spider-Man. You become Batman. You become Iron Man. All of the marvelous comic cosmos. You are the 1%. They are part of the 99. But they got you convoluted. So now you think that you are 99%er. And so you ain't got no power. And so you don't even try. You're like the elephant that was chained up to the pole when you was a baby. And when you're a baby, you tried and you tried. And a baby elephant, yeah, the baby elephant may not be able to pull away from that little stick in the ground. But a full-grown 5-ton or however much in it, a full-grown male elephant weighs in his prime would freaking rip through that little stick like it ain't nothing. But that full-grown elephant never tries because it's been conditioned to believe that it cannot break through. Poverty is an illusion of your conditioning. It's an illusion. You can break through today. How do we break through today, Doc? Awareness that that condition that you believe is not true. Okay, but Doc, that's great. But how do I prove that it's not true? Do exactly what do I do? What do I do? Every day I wake up, I do one thing that I fear. Every day. Every day I wake up, I know that there's no limits on my life. Every day I wake up, I put a thought into my brain that totally shatters. I put a thought into my brain that says I can actually change the molecular structure of my body. I put that thought into my brain and then I did it. I put a thought into my brain that says that I can create something that sells for 20 grand and somebody will buy it. I put that thought into my brain, I create it, and damn, somebody buys it. Every day I create things that my brain tells me I can't. So whatever your brain is telling you that you can't do right now in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, you put the thought into your brain right now that says, yes, I can. You don't think about it. You don't try to plan it. All you know is greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And then you go out and you freaking destroy that limited habit pattern with a new pattern that's not based upon the meanings of the word, but based upon the power of God. And the power of God is the power that's able to generate, that's able to operate, and is able to direct consciousness. So I'm going to generate a consciousness that says that all I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you generate it, and then you operate it, and then you direct it to always generate, operate, direct. Generate, operate, direct. Generate, operate, direct. G-O-D, God. Now, I know that God is out there somewhere, but guess what? God is in here, oscillating, vibrating as me. That is 2020 vision. We are in the age of crystal clear clarity. And I'm starting today. So, brothers and sisters, if you're interested in joining me again, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, if you're already in one of my other programs, you might want to knock that out first. And then when you're done, we can get ready to oscillate and vibrate at the new level, new devil. But since I love you, I appreciate you. God bless. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mine is like a
I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Whoa, I'm so intangible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these hit records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on self and how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go, you'll find it.
Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? Can't you stay too? Can you